The U.S. Report.
We'll catch up with Holly Carnes in just a moment. As we were talking to him yesterday, we had those five people who were killed in a Florida bank. We'll get Holly up as soon as we possibly can. That was another one of those shootings. Some suggestion that he went in there and did the shooting because of his girlfriend. Holly's on the line. Five dead. It's a dreadful thing.
Well, it is. His girlfriend actually gave the reason. They said that, or she said, that this fellow, whose name is Stephen Zaver, is only 21 years of age. As she put it, for some reason, always hated people and wanted everybody to die. Got kicked out of high school near South Bend, Indiana, because he spoke about having a dream of killing everyone in the class. Her name is Alex, short for Alexandra, I guess, Burlock. She said no one ever took it seriously. She told him about the things he had told her, and now here we are.
Yeah, I reckon they hoped they'd take it seriously. They should have taken it seriously. Donald Trump's not going to do State of Union next Tuesday, right?
No, Pelosi wins. I mean, she had the power. We talked about this yesterday. She has the right to invite or not invite the president to do the State of the Union speech at the House. They did look around for another venue, but they couldn't find one, as they put it, that would compete with the history, the tradition, and the importance of the House chamber. So they decided, you got it, you win. He tweeted, he said, as the shutdown was going on, Nancy Pelosi asked me to give the State of the Union address, and I agreed. Then she changed her mind because of the shutdown. Suggested a later date. He said, it's her right. That's what he's going to do.
Jobs market best in 50 years or 49 years.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, the economy is slowing down. Everybody knows that. Don't know, to what extent. But the number of Americans who filed application for unemployment benefits went down last week. It hit a 49-year low. Hasn't been this low since January update. Of 1969, mid-November of 1969. That's not bad at all. The labor market is continuing to be strong, and according to the experts, are saying it'll temper fears of any sharp slowdown in economic growth. Even if we have a recession and we're overdue for one, they figure it'll be short. And we'll be able to weather it.
Yeah, same jobs figures here. Very encouraging. Thank you, Harley, for your help this week. I'll talk to you on Monday.